Sam.
On Today FM in Sydney and the Fox in Melbourne, this is Charlie Delaney and Chris Page. In the studio, our relationship expert, our relationship psychologist.
Yes.
Mr. John Aiken. You've probably seen him on TV on Kerry Ann and also in a bunch of magazines.
And last week's show with Chris and Charlie.
Well, no one heard that. www.johnaiken.com.au. Now, if you've got a question for John, please give us a call on 13 10 60. Before we get started, we should just say, look, John's getting a pretty limited amount of information here. This is a fairly abridged version of stories, so this is not all completely literal advice. It's not all everything. We're getting to as much as we can, but it's not to be taken, you know, too literally.
Yes, exactly.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense, John?
Absolutely.
Have I said that
absolutely.
Right? Okay,
excellent. Nice one, Chris.
But 13 10 60, in particular infidelity and dealing with relationships, suspicions, things like that.
Jealousy.
Can a cheater actually change his spots?
Who we got there?
13 10 60. Christy's called in. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Hi, Christy. What's your problem tonight?
Yeah, I was just wondering how you actually get over suspicion. So you know something might be happening, but how do you actually get over that?
Well, for starters, can you just tell us what it is that you're suspicious about?
Infidelity.
Okay, what's the evidence there?
Lots of secrets, lots of meetings. You just uncover things along the way, but whenever you question it, they go, no, nothing's happening.
Right, and have you actually caught him out cheating on you before?
No.
Does he have a history of it?
No.
Okay, so essentially, what you got to do here is you got to attack it, because if you sit back, stew on it, it's just basically going to eat away at you, and that trust is going to dissolve and you're going to get further and further apart. So you're going to need to sit down with him and you're going to need to address the particular behaviours. So don't call him a cheater, don't assassinate his character. Basically say to him, these texts or this secretive way in which you're behaving, I need you to start doing things differently. For instance, when you say you're going to call me, you've got to call me. When you say you're going to be in this part of town, you need to be there. So you change the behaviours that are going on so you can rebuild trust there.
Good idea.
Okay, all the best.
Thank you.
I hope that helps, Christy. Thanks very much for your call. John, Layla's called in as well. She's on the air. Hi, Layla.
Hi.
Layla, how can I help you tonight?
I just wanted to find out if they're a cheater, how do you know if they've stopped cheating?
How do you know if they've cheated on you before that they're now walking the straight path, so to speak?
Right, yes.
Okay, well, when did the cheating finish?
About a year and a half ago.
Okay, and did they answer all the questions around it?
No. It was, apparently I knew about it, it didn't happen. It's all kind of questions.
Right, sort of all pushed under the carpet.
Yeah.
Okay, and is he doing behaviours now that are secretive and giving you some concern?
Just the mobile's been switched off and claimed that it wasn't switched off.
Yeah, the mobile, you know, I often hear people...
Alarm.
Yeah.
I've got an alarm going off, sorry.
Charlie's jumping up and down in the studio here. So we've got someone who's not answering questions about the cheating of the past.
Mm.
They're also being really secretive with their mobile phone. Look, you can't contact them. Is there anything else there?
Well, the last cheating that he had, he actually invited him over to become friends with me.
This is the one that he'd slept with before?
Yeah. And okay. I realised that I put two and two together and she rang me and confessed everything. So
Layla, are you going to answer this for me? Have you got the answer to this question that you've just asked?
I'm hoping that in my mind that he will, because I've moved and he's got children with me, that he will change his ways.
Okay, well, the fact that you've got kids together, it's important to try and work through this and keep in mind the kids need to come first here. But at the same time,
absolutely,
you've got a lot of evidence here to suggest that the cheating's carrying on.
But then once you get to the point of him confessing that he's cheating, what do you do then?
Well, sounds to me like it's ongoing. So you're going to need to actually get a third party in here to be a referee.
Mm-hmm.
To get someone professional in, a counsellor or psychologist, to actually sit you both down and say, this is what's been happening, this is what needs to go forward here. And particularly because it's kids and it's got messy and it's been going on for a while, you're going to need a third party to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for your call, Layla. Jessica's called in on 13 10 60 as well. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Jessica, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm seeing a guy and he had an ex-girlfriend in the US, and they're still talking, and I knew he was, you know, pretty hung up on her. And she's coming out to visit.
Alarm. Sorry. Sorry.
Do we need
Charlie
a
is jumping on anything
My
tonight.
Female alarm just went off.
Okay,
I know.
Carry on, Jessica.
I don't know how to react to this. Do I be supportive of his friendship with an ex-girlfriend? I respect people break up and they are still friends. Or do I say something? I know I'm only seeing the guy, so I don't really have the ground to stand on. Yeah. But it's just... it's nagging at me.
So, sorry, you're not seeing this guy anymore?
No, she is, but they're just seeing each other, so she has no cause to say you can't see her.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Fairly new relationship.
It is.
Yeah. Of how long? How long has it been going on for, Jessica?
About 2-3 months.
Mm. Yeah, you've got reason to say something. Sorry, John, go ahead.
I'm liking Charlie's input there.
But you answer.
I'm liking your input. Look, again, you're sort of starting to feel like there's maybe something more here than just friends. Is that fair?
Yeah, but I don't know whether it's a me thing or it's an actual issue.
Well, let's be honest. If you don't bring it up and you don't talk about it, what's going to happen?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, are you going to be able to get closer with this guy when she arrives?
See, that's the thing. Is there going to be this, why don't you stay with me for a year, try this out, that type thing. I don't want...
You see, what's going on here, Jessica, is your mind is absolutely going into overdrive with all the worries about the future, what could happen, the problems that could come up here. And what you're going to need to do is take a deep gulp and talk to this man and actually just lay it on the table and say, in a very, calm and non-judgmental way, I'm feeling kind of unsure about this. Can you tell me more about the relationship and how you're going to play it when she arrives so you can get more comfortable with it?
Can I butt in?
Of course.
You know what I'd do? I would say to him, because I would say, you know what, when you guys catch up, bring me along. Because if there's nothing going on, I want to come and meet her as well. She's such a great girl that you just can't get over her. Gee, I've got to meet her.
She actually suggested to him that she wants to go to Europe. And he's like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, seriously, I'm so glad that this has happened at 2 months because you're not completely in love. Well, you're not, lucky this isn't 6 months in. For starters, if she comes here, you should go and catch up with her for coffee as well. Hold his hand, put your arm around him, do all those things to prove you're the girl in his life. And if he squirms away, you know that he's still trying to play her. And girlfriend, if he goes to Europe or even says he'd like to do that with her, oh my God, so come out with me and we'll just find men. Let's do it. That's it. Sorry, John, it's your segment.
No,
back
that
to
is
you.
Absolutely great advice. What Charlie's saying there
really?
Is that
when
if she's
out in the clubs, don't think of nothing.
Oh, she's singing and giving advice. I love it.
I love it. I think it's brilliant.
But Jessica, what she's saying is that if you ever have a problem situation with an ex, tackle it as a team. So if he's going to meet this new woman or this ex-girlfriend, you meet them with them so that you're a team. You're coming across as a united front and you don't let that person come between you.
Yeah.
Charlie Delaney's on fire tonight.
She is.
Jessica,
thank
you very much for your call. Appreciate that. Relationship psychologist John Aiken in the studio. He's taking your questions, anything you'd like to ask him, in particular about infidelity, suspicion, jealousy, but really anything at all to do with relationships. If you have a question, please give us a call on 131060. Charlie will give you her advice as well.
Butts in, more like it.
Or you can specifically request off the air not to have Charlie give you advice.
Chris might have his say as well.
Sure.
Shut that girl up, would you?
I'll let you know what you want to hear. 131060, your questions for John Aiken. More of them coming up after Eskimo Joe on Today FM and The Fox.